USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Donald Trump's campaign on Monday secured a legal win after the U.S. Third Circuit Court of Appeals granted an expedited review of their appeal from a Pennsylvania court. Their brief now needs to be filed by 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Monday, and more have to be filed by 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Tuesday. The court will advise if oral arguments are desired. States across the country continuing to issue tight restrictions around Thanksgiving. Nevada Governor Steve Sisolak, the latest to issue restrictions regarding how many people can gather around the table for Thanksgiving dinner. When it comes to enforcing the limits he put in place, New Jersey Democratic Governor Phil Murphy tells ABC's Good Morning America,
We got to do everything we can, but there's a huge amount of burden here on personal responsibility and doing the right thing.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
President Trump has exposed the big media, phony polls, voter fraud, fake news, and everyone is turning away from Fox News. If you're tired of Fox, you can now watch Newsmax TV. President Trump is tweeting about Newsmax all the time. Millions are tuning in, and Newsmax is breaking records. Watch Newsmax TV every night for Greg Kelly, Sean Spicer, Chris Salcedo, and more. Plus, get the latest from Dick Morris, Rudy Giuliani, Michelle Malkin, Alan Dershowitz, Diamond and Silk, and Mike Huckabee. President Trump says he watches Newsmax and likes it. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. Check your cable guide. Also get Newsmax TV for free on Roku, Zumo, YouTube, Pluto, Apple TV, and even smart TVs like Samsung Plus and LG. Download the free Newsmax TV app on your iPhone or Android and watch us anytime, anywhere. Newsmax is real news for real people.
A Texas town needs military support to handle COVID-19 deaths.
The Texas National Guard has been mobilized to El Paso County, Texas, to help with a morgue crisis as the state battles a surge in coronavirus cases and deaths. A team of 36 National Guard troops were called to provide mortuary affairs support. The Guard will replace inmates who had relieved overworked El Paso City personnel. The goal is to create movement of the dead to prevent a backup returning those that have passed to their families. El Paso is on the border of Mexico and has become one of Texas's COVID-19 hotspots. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
General Motors is recalling 5.9 million vehicles with potentially dangerous airbag inflators after a U.S. safety agency said Monday it had rejected the Detroit automaker's petition to avoid the callback. The recall involves SUVs and trucks from 2007 to 2014. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limpbells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
A grandmother from Arizona who went viral after accidentally inviting the wrong teenager to Thanksgiving celebrated the holiday with him for the fifth year in a row this week. Wanda Dench and Jamal Hinton gathered for a Thanksgiving dinner in Mesa, Arizona with Hinton's girlfriend and Dench's daughter and grandson. Missing from the table was Dench's husband, who died earlier this year from COVID-19 complications. The group held the Thanksgiving celebration on Friday so they could all get tested for COVID-19 before making the holiday on Thursday with their respective families. In November of 2016, Dench accidentally sent a text to Hinton inviting him over for Thanksgiving instead of her own grandson. Hinton asked who she was, to which she responded, "Your grandma." She sent a picture of herself, and Hinton told the woman, "You're not my grandma. Can I still have a plate, though?" The woman replied, "Of course you can." From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg. Mayor Bill de Blasio is releasing his financial numbers from November for the city of New York. He says there needs to be another round of federal stimulus money, explaining that New York City faces a $4 billion budget gap.
We do not want to lay people off. If we don't have any other choice, that's what we have to do, obviously. So unfortunately, it's impossible to take layoffs off the table.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.